Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 2nd of October, 2023. In InfoSec news this week, security researchers have discovered a new malware as a service named Bunny Loader, advertised on multiple hacker forums as a fileless loader, which can steal and replace the contents of the system clipboard. The malware is under rapid development, with updates adding new features and bug fixes. It's currently capable of downloading and executing payloads, log keys, stealing sensitive data and cryptocurrency, and executing remote commands. The first version of Bunny Loader emerged in September this year. Since then, its developers have added more functions, such as multiple anti-detection mechanisms and extra info-stealing capabilities, releasing a second major version towards the end of the month. Researchers at cloud security company Zscaler have noted that Bunny Loader is quickly becoming popular among cybercriminals as a feature-rich malware available for a low price. Bunny Loader's command and control panel allows even low-skilled cybercriminals to set a second-stage payload, enable keylogging, credential stealing, clipboard manipulation for stealing cryptocurrency, and running remote commands on infected machines. In a recent report, researchers have said that after being executed on a compromised device, Bunny Loader creates a new value in the Windows registry for persistence purposes, hides its window, sets a mutex to avoid multiple instances of itself, and registers the victim into the control panel. The malware performs several checks to determine if it's running in a sandbox or other simulated environment, and throws a fake architecture incompatibility error if the result is positive. Apart from the aforementioned functions, the malware also features modules to steal data stored on web browsers, such as passwords, credit cards and browsing history, cryptocurrency wallets, VPNs, messaging apps and more, essentially acting as a standard information stealer. All stolen data is then compressed into a zip archive before being exfiltrated to the threat actor's command and control server. According to the release, Bunny Loader supports writing payloads to the disk before executing them and can also run them from the system memory in a fileless configuration using the process hollowing technique. In its current state, Bunny Loader is sold for $250, while the private stub version, which features stronger anti-analysis, in-memory injection, AV evasion, and additional persistence mechanisms, sells for an inflated $350. The low price, combined with the rapid development cycle, makes Bunny Loader a lucrative choice for cybercriminals seeking early bird deals on emerging malware projects before they gain prominence and increase their pricing. Atlassian has released fixes to contain an actively exploited critical zero-day flaw impacting publicly accessible Confluence data center and server instances. This vulnerability, which is being tracked as CVE-2023-22515, is remotely exploitable and allows external attackers to create unauthorized Confluence administrator accounts and access Confluence servers. It does not impact Confluence versions prior to 8.0. Confluence sites accessed via an Atlassian.net domain are also not vulnerable to this issue. The enterprise software services provider says it was made aware of this issue by, quote, a handful of customers. The company, however, did not disclose any further specifics about the nature and scale of the exploitation or the root cause of this vulnerability. Customers who are unable to apply the updates are advised to restrict external network access to affected instances. Quote, additionally, you can mitigate known attack vectors for this vulnerability by blocking access to the setup endpoint of Confluence instances. This is possible at the network layer or by making certain changes to Confluence configuration files. The company has also provided a list of indicators of compromise in order to determine if an on-premise instance has been potentially breached. Quote, if it is determined that your Confluence server or DC instance has been compromised, our advice is to immediately shut down and disconnect the server from the network. Also, you may want to immediately shut down any other systems which potentially share a user base or have common username password combinations with the compromised system. It is unusual, though not unprecedented, for a privilege escalation vulnerability to carry a critical severity rating by itself, according to a statement by Rapid7. This is typically more consistent with an authentication bypass or remote code execution chain than a privilege escalation issue by itself. With flaws in Atlassian Confluence instances widely exploited by threat actors in the past, it's recommended that their customers update to a fixed version immediately or implement appropriate mitigations. And a new Linux vulnerability, which has been dubbed Looney Tunables and tracked as CVE-2023-4911, enables local attackers to gain root privileges by exploiting a buffer overflow weakness in the GNU C library's ld.so dynamic loader. The GNU C library, also known as glibc, is the GNU system C library and in most Linux kernel-based systems. It provides essential functionality, including system calls like open, malloc, printf, exist, and others, which are necessary for typical program execution. The dynamic loader within glibc is of the utmost importance as it's responsible for program preparation and execution on Linux systems which use glibc. Discovered by the Qualys Threat Research Unit, this flaw was introduced back in April 2021 with the release of glibc 2.34 via a commit described as fixing erase behavior in setuid programs. Quote, our successful exploitation, leading to full root privileges on major distributions such as Fedora, Ubuntu, and Debian, highlights this vulnerability's severity and widespread nature. Although we are withholding our exploit code for now, the ease at which the buffer overflow can be transformed into a data-only attack implies that other research teams could soon produce and research exploits. This could put countless systems at risk, especially given the extensive use of the glibc across Linux distributions. Attackers with low privileges can exploit this high-severity vulnerability in low-complexity attacks, which do not require any user interaction. Quote, with the capability to provide full root access on platforms such as Fedora, Ubuntu, and Debian, it's imperative for system administrators to act swiftly. While Alpine Linux users can breathe a sigh of relief in this case, others should prioritize patching to ensure system integrity and security. Thank you very much for listening to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.